Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is good. And as we get to know Him, we see how good He is for ourselves. We know that the old record is true. The Word of God is the living record of His goodness. But we know it for ourselves as we experience His presence, as we walk in His presence. There are so many things people don't know about life and about God and about what He came to do in us, and how great our potential really is. On both ends, good or bad, our potential is terribly great. So as we go forward in Him, learning His ways, we get a chance to harness a future, and we can come to a point of doing great things over time. And we put things in motion that can't die. And we avoid putting evil things in motion that's hard to kill. Now, all evil things that is put in motion, it will come to an end. But the good things never will. The good things that's in motion will remain. The evil things will be gone and terminated. But it's hard to kill. When we go forward in life doing what God said do as a way of life, we live the healing process that began in our hearts. As far as we're concerned, when we receive salvation, we receive the life of God. And from that point on, as we walk in it, we portray it. We live the portrayal of life because we are life. We receive life, we become life. And the healing process of God's love continues forward. And it will help raise your children. It will help give your friends example, godly example. Why do people try to hide from the light? They desperately try to hide from it when they don't want to do right. And they come to it when they're in trouble. Now, this has been the history, people have told me their personal backstories. And, you don't go around telling other people's backstory. They told me in confidence, and I respect that. So I don't let people know what they personally went through. When you live the light, the healing process in you continues and people can trust it. It's a life people can trust and take refuge in. We share the life of God. And I get so disappointed when pastors and preachers get in competition and, act like Saul. Saul hated David. I left one of the other broadcasts talking about this. Saul hated David to the point that he tried to javelin him. He threw a javelin at him. The javelin hit the wall, but David moved just in time. And David still had somewhat of a trust. He still came around. But when he told Jonathan, Saul's son, they got suspicious and they tested Saul. And Jonathan warned David to leave. And David got away because God was with him. You have to, in modern times, I can't say that every preacher was glad to, was receptive to the words that God gave me. See, when the Lord give you a word for somebody, you have inside information through the word. You know what God's told his pastor to do. You were instrumental in his visitation. I have given pastors words that if they follow God, God would give me a description of what would happen. I would rejoice to give that kind of word. And also, many of them had a counter description. If they don't follow God, what would happen? And I didn't like that, but I had to do God's work. And I know how people treat the life of God. The way they treat the messenger is no different than the way they treat God. And most pastors would ease the, if it was a written word, they'd kind of sneak it in their pocket. They wouldn't, they didn't want people to know that they got a word. These are problems. But this is the thing. The people, God has people out there that were, that he's raised up to be a help. Now, what I went through let me see what God sees. He put me in a position to know that sometimes people have pride in their heart or fear in their heart, which comes from pride. You know, fear and pride, they work hand in hand. But when you love God, when you stick to the love of God, you become bold as a lion. Bolder than a lion. You become bold like Jesus. You go in harm's way and you do God's work. And with the love of God, there's no fear because there's no pride. You're looking to God. You receive his love and you represent him. You don't have to cower down to anything. All the things of Satan, you don't have to cower down to it at all. And people that make themselves look bigger than they are, that's what Satan does. He makes himself look bigger than he is. He tries to look bigger than to you than God in your eyes. He tries to make your situation look bigger than God's word. He exalts himself against the word of God. He exalts himself against Jesus Christ, who is the word of God. Now, everything he does, even his people, even Christian people who follow him, they love God on one hand and they're lukewarm in the other. And you can't be that. You have to be hot or cold. But when people allow the ways of the world in them, they're going to act like what they serve. If you have sin in your life, you become the servant of sin and Satan becomes a secret master. And the harder your heart gets, he becomes an obvious master. This is true, you know, all you have to do for Satan to be your master is don't follow Jesus and do what the world is doing. Have a secret sin, a pet sin that you're playing with. And, you know, through that, he'll run your life. But when you purify your heart, you stop sinning. Now, you know, a lot of churches went overboard dealing with sin. They were afraid of sin. And they were afraid that the young people was going to sin. They acted like lack of knowledge is deadly. And I've seen, I'm not saying these things because these things hurt me. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because this is what people go through. You know, when I got saved, it's true. I was in a band. We played R&B music, you know, and worldly music. But when I got saved, everything that wasn't of God, I didn't want it in my life anymore. And I tried to get our band, let's just concentrate on gospel songs, something that's going to be positive, a blessing to people. And, you know, some thought that was okay, and some wanted to play the other music because they liked it. And we ended up parting ways. But we love each other. We're still friends. And all of them go to church. So, but, you know, the things that are, you know, I can't sing things that's not right. I didn't sing anyway. I played drums, and I managed the band. We had a drummer. I kind of just managed it. But still, I wanted the things of God, I wanted to represent him fully. I didn't want to do half and half. You know, whenever you compromise, the enemy wins. But when I went to church, people would treat me like they were scared that I would go back to that. I didn't want that. I left it because I hated it. I love God now. And I hate the things that people can't see what's in your heart and how dedicated you are until you do something. Because they've seen so many other people go back to the world that was half-hearted. But I refused to go back to the world. And people, you're not going to always be understood or have a chance to explain yourself. But when you follow the things of God, it speaks for itself. And God, when you include God in your life, things happen that provoke people. God can cause you to speak far beyond your years. When you receive the wisdom of God, you will speak far beyond your years, and it provokes people. Now, I talk about that because you run into it, and people will handle it according to what's in their heart at the time. Some people will say, hey, I didn't respond good, and they go work on themselves, and they grow. We all we make mistakes, and we see it for what it is, and we go to the Lord. The wisest people take the matters to God so that they can be appropriate in life. There are things that will happen. So when people respond unfaithfully, don't give up on them, because sometimes people don't know the areas that they harbor unfaithfulness. But the light will expose it so that it can be dealt with. Once it's exposed, once you know that sin, that you've been sinning, that's when you repent. That's when it becomes sin. Now, this weekend, the Lord had me to listen to the Ugandan pastor. And I suggest you listen to the Ugandan pastor on YouTube before they take it down. It's under there, it's far below their radar right now. And they're not paying it any attention. But the Ugandan pastor had a message. The Lord revealed to him what was in his heart and how, if he had come to take his bride, he would have left him. He would have been like one of the foolish virgins that got left. And he didn't understand why for the life of him. And he continued to seek the Lord about it. Come to find out, he was asking forgiveness for deeds that he had already done. But the Lord was dealing with his ways that he did nothing about. And so many people do that. Now, I'm telling you about that. Just, you're going to have to read this for yourself. You're going to have to listen to it for yourself. Because there's so much more there. And if you take time out to listen to what the Ugandan pastor had to say, it's too important to let it go. So many people do the very same thing that he was doing that would have caused him to be left when the rapture happens. The rapture is going to happen. There is a rapture. I saw it in a vision asking when I first got saved, I asked the Lord what would it be like. There will be a rapture. But so many people won't make it unless they change their ways. Get rid of allowances, things that you allow. Get rid of reserves, things that you hold back from God on purpose, sin that you hold back from God on purpose. You didn't deal with it. A lot of men like to eyeball women. Get rid of the pollution. That's wrong. A lot of women like to fuss at their husbands. They like to think about things that cause strife. They retain too many sins. And a lot of men like to retain sins. And a lot of things go on that shouldn't. There's a lot of worldliness people are allowing in their life. And God cannot bring it to heaven because of his justice. You have the blood of the Lamb. Walk in it. Be cleansed. There is no reason for any form of sin. Sin is always 100% of the time doing you wrong. You're not going to bring it to heaven. I'm not going to bring it to heaven. That's one thing that's true. It will not go to heaven with us. Either we're going to get rid of it or we're going to stay here with it. Not being ugly, not trying to scare people. That's just the way it is. Everybody who's walking in sin, they're on death row. They're living in it. They won't let it go. You're on death row and you've got yourself on death row. The cage is open. Jesus made a way of escape. Either you're walking out of sin or you're living in it. And everybody who's in sin is on death row. People that won't get saved, they're on death row too. People that live in sin, they're on death row. People that tolerate sin, death row. Don't live on death row. Live in God's house. Live according to the kingdom of God. Do what Jesus said do. Live and be wise. Do it God's way. get off death row. Live a life that God can take to heaven at any moment. Be like the priest that could go to the Holy of Holies and come out without dying. That's how we got to live. And the only way to fulfill the law is to operate according to the living love of God. Get off death row. Don't chance it. Don't be afraid of it. God is not like the mob boss. Give you a deal you can't refuse. Not. He offered you life. You either take it or you reject it. If you take life, live in the life of God. Don't focus on what you're missing out on. You're not. If you stop sinning, and to all who stop sinning, you're not missing anything. Focus on what you can do in Him. Learn how His kingdom works and work it. You can have a wonderful marriage, a marriage that's ever growing. And the worst part of your marriage will be the beginning, because you're going to grow in the Lord from glory to glory. And your marriage will get stronger and stronger. There's no need for strife. There's no need to continue things that hinder your spouse. There's no need to be ugly. There's no need to look over your shoulder. All those things is foolishness. In the beginning, God taught us that He showed us by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's good to have restraint. You got to have it. You got to be able to reject some things. If you can't have it, reject it. You don't need it. You don't need props and crutches to live by. You don't even need a spouse. That's just a bonus in your life. Everything God gave you is a bonus besides salvation. In salvation, you're complete in Him. You can have a good time every day for the rest of your life. And believe me, the Holy Spirit can show you how. You don't need props and crutches. And I know what it's like. I didn't have a good marriage the first time. It wasn't a good one. But I was happy inside. I was happy in me. And I have a good marriage, and I'm happy from the Lord's. I'm happy from walking with Him. But when you're healthy in your life, you can be content. You have the ability to be content and generate life. You don't need something to make the difference. You have Christ. You have Jesus Christ. He'll make the difference. He'll help you grow. He'll help you go forward. He'll help you do all that's in His heart. Focus on what you can do in Him. He gave us authority over the enemy. It's fun to have authority. It's good to know that I can protect my children with prayer. I can protect my children with authority. And if the Lord showed me something, I can pray about it. I know what to pray for. There are so many things that you can't do. And God can give you joy that you can touch it. It's wonderful. The things of God is good. And if you follow Him, you're going to be so glad you did. I know I'm glad that I follow Him. I'm glad I obey Him. And I want to do all that's in His heart, everything that He say, and live a complete life in Him. I don't have to do what others are doing. I can choose to run with God and do it His way. I don't have to allow any form of darkness in my life. All the pastors I spoke about earlier, they had great potential. They could have done. I saw visions of what would have happened sometimes. I've had description most of the time of what would have happened if they had followed God. God gave them a choice. He gave them a visitation, but they missed it. Why would somebody miss such a visitation? That doesn't have to happen. That was a devastating tragedy. Because I'm looking at it. The Lord put me in His position to see it. He put me in a position to see this. But your potential is so strong and so wonderful. You know, over time, we look at things in seed form and it looks reduced, but over time, things grow. A small seed becomes the greatest herb, to the point that the birds of the air can lodge in the shadow of it, as if it was a tree. It's just a herb. We need to follow God and be all that we can be in Him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life over time. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.